Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are so very happy. Until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's currently 74 degrees at 9 o'clock. The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After meetings involving Democrats on Capitol Hill over the future of the presidential race, there is still a split in the party. New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill is the latest to call on President Biden to step aside, but her colleague from New York is changing his mind.
Congressman Jerry Nadler, who told colleagues he wanted Biden to drop out, now saying he's accepting Biden staying in.
Whether I have concerns or not, is beside the point. He's going to be our nominee, and we all have to support him.
Some Democrats we spoke to say the president still has a lot to prove and are closely watching how he performs on the world stage during the NATO summit.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. Virginia taking action against kids having cell phones in schools. Governor Glenn Youngkin signing an executive order telling school districts they have until January to come up with plans for how it would work. 1.7 million power customers in Texas still without lights and air conditioning following Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News. Fed Chair Jerome Powell returns to Capitol Hill in about an hour, a day after saying the U.S. has made considerable progress in getting inflation down. Today, Samsung is getting ready to show off its latest tech.
Samsung makes two folding phones, the Galaxy Z Fold, which unfolds into a small tablet, and the Z Flip, which is more of a clamshell flip phone design. And Gizmodo's Florence Ion says both are expected to get incremental updates.
Does it mean a bigger inside screen? Is Samsung going to deviate from kind of the narrow form factor?
Prices are expected to remain high, though. Flips start at $1,000. Folds go for $1,800. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Samsung, though, also dealing with some worker problems. A union representing about 30,000 employees in South Korea calling an indefinite strike after it says a three-day walkout failed to get the company to talk about needed issues. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The summer is here, and July is all about summer. And of course, ruby is the amazing birthstone for July. We have beautiful rubies, so stop in and save on your next ruby purchase at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 83, some sunshine at times, possibly a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon, at least a brief shower. For tonight, spotty showers, thunderstorms possible, and areas of fog developing, a low of 60 tonight. Thursday, 84, mostly sunny and a little humid at times. For Thursday night, 61, and Friday, 85, mostly sunny and feeling more humid that day with a brief shower or two. For Saturday, 88 with a period of a couple of showers and thunderstorms capable of producing heavy rain. Upper 80s Saturday, low 90s on Sunday with a period of showers, possibly some thunderstorms again with some rain possible. In Richland Center, southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour after a low of 65. On the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, it is 75 degrees. Today's morning show is next.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour, Willie Fay, Dells Raceway Park with two big shows, July 20th. Monster Trucks and more, plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets, inclusive pit party pass and the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Riding a rail, Monster Truck. Two big shows on July 20th. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Our morning show continues on WRCO Radio. Bob Ward from the firm Fabrizio Ward is on the line with us regarding a new poll about the upcoming elections. Bob, tell us about the AARP new poll and some of your main takeaways.
Thanks, Phil. Yes. What we see, we're about just under 4 months from the election. And in Wisconsin, our latest poll shows that Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden in the presidential race. But in the Senate race, Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is ahead of her Republican challenger, Eric Hovde. So there's a mix of what's going on politically in the state. And I think, you know, you'd ask, why is that the case? Why is the president not doing as well as Senator Baldwin? And you have to look into the data, and what we see is that younger voters are in a bit of a funk about the president. They lean more Democratic, but they are also give him poorer ratings than other voters along the age spectrum. They're also less motivated to vote as a result of this. And so when we look at older voters, those voters 50-plus, they are very motivated to vote. But there's a real question as to whether younger voters are going to turn out in ways in which they have in the past. If that's the case, because they are more Democratic leaning, it does throw some question marks out there if Tammy Baldwin's going to be able to hold her lead that she has right now come Election Day.
So what's the margin of error on these polls?
Well, the margin of error, so we have a survey of 600 likely voters age 18 plus. In the state, the margin of error is plus or minus 4%. So Trump is ahead by 6 points in the presidential race. Tammy Baldwin's ahead by 5 points in the Senate race. So both of those are just outside the margin of error.
What are the most important issues right now, would you say, for older Americans?
So I think the main issues that are driving this election are personal economic issues. And by that, I mean inflation, jobs, the economy, Social Security, which is certainly a personal economic issue. When you look at those issues together, they are the biggest issue group among Republicans, among independents, and among Democrats. There are issues that are you know, very important to Republicans, like immigration and border security. And there are issues that are very important to Democrats, like threats to democracy and abortion and reproductive rights. But the economic issues span the parties. And that is really what's defining this election, particularly among older voters. And I would say that, you know, this race for president, for example, is tied among voters 65 plus. And Social Security plays a big role among that voter set. 83% of voters 50 plus in Wisconsin say Social Security is either going to be a very or extremely important issue in deciding their vote. Among that group, Trump's up by 3 and Baldwin's up by 3. It is very competitive. So what you're going to be hearing from candidates who want to court this very big swing voter group, voters age 65 and older, is, you know, how are they going to protect and make sure Social Security is there for them?
So obviously, candidates should listen to the concerns of older voters, you're saying.
Absolutely. Like I said, there's a big question mark whether younger voters are going to turn out in ways that they have in the past, but older voters are very motivated to vote, and they will turn out. And so candidates have to be focused on them.
Are you seeing more swing voting among older adults this election season?
Absolutely. And you can see it by the, you know, number of Trump's ahead and Baldwin's ahead. When you look at those voters who are voting straight ticket Republican, straight ticket Democrat, there's a group that aren't voting straight ticket, and it's about 1 in 5 older voters, and they're really focused on economic issues, and, you know, issues like Social Security, inflation, jobs in the economy, and so they're telling us that they're looking for solutions from the presidential candidates, from the Senate candidates, congressional candidates, even down to state house races, that the economy is what matters, and they want to be hearing what candidates have to say about it.
How often do you do these polls, Bob, and will you be doing another one in a short time?
Well, this is our first in Wisconsin this election cycle, and we have another one scheduled for later in the fall. So I hope to be back and tell you where things stand, you know, after Labor Day.
Where can our listeners go to get more information about the poll?
On the website, aarp.org/WI polling, will give the full results of this survey that I've been talking about.
All right. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us, and good luck. Again, maybe we'll talk to you later on in the fall.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bob Ward joining us from the firm Fabrizio Ward regarding the brand new polling out this week.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
And right now, it comes with 4 free phones of your choice with no trade-in needed. That's something to sing about. Let's try that again. 4 free phones.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Are you experiencing any of the following? rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain, knee pain that won't go away, maybe even facing a knee replacement, plantar fasciitis, foot or ankle pain, call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service Richland Center.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
9:16 on a Wednesday morning from WRCO. Our morning show continues. A reminder from the Richland County Sheriff's Office today. They responded to reports of a series of burglaries in Viola late last night and early this morning. Three juveniles whose identities are being withheld due to their age are believed to be there and around, and they have stolen a vehicle in the city of La Crosse and subsequently broke into multiple cars, stealing various items from local Viola residents. The incident began when the juveniles stole a vehicle and drove to Viola, where they committed several vehicle-related burglaries. Law enforcement officers quickly located the stolen vehicle and attempted to conduct a traffic stop. The suspect vehicle eluded law enforcement through the village of Viola and ultimately westbound on State Highway 56 into Vernon County, during which the stolen vehicle left the roadway and became disabled. After the vehicle became disabled, the driver of the stolen vehicle fled on foot. Two of the juveniles involved in these burglaries were located and apprehended in the village of Viola and were not occupants in the fleeing vehicle. One individual remains at large. The sheriff's office, along with several local agencies, have mobilized additional resources to locate and apprehend the remaining suspect. The suspect is described as a white male, approximately 5 feet 8 inches tall and a thin build, 100 to 120 pounds, wearing dark clothing. He has longer dark hair and blue eyes. The juvenile is probably wet from running through a marshy area. Officials are unsure if this suspect has a weapon. Therefore, Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Viola Police Chief Chad Knable strongly advise the public, if you see someone matching this description, do not make contact with the suspect. Instead, contact the Sheriff's Department immediately. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter states, "We are actively investigating this incident and working to ensure the safety and security of our community. We urge anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of the remaining suspect to come forward and bring them some information." So again, contact the local law enforcement, Richland County Sheriff's Department or Vernon County Sheriff's Department for more if you have seen a suspect, as again described as a white male, approximately 5 feet 8 inches tall, thin build, wearing dark clothing and longer hair and dark blue eyes in that Viola area along Highway 56, but could be at large in some other areas surrounding there as well. That reminder from WRCO today, as we move on with the morning show, we'll have some information on Riverdale schools coming up. We have a busy week on the morning show as well. I think we're going to invite some little friends in tomorrow, some of our four-legged and two-legged friends from Tiny Acres Farms. They'll be in with us a little bit later this week. Also, we'll talk about some upcoming sports camps for the Richland Center football team. And we have some info coming up from several area school districts during the month of July. It's kind of, well, I would say the downtime as we think about students not in school, but certainly it's a busy time for many, again, including Riverdale. We'll talk to them a little bit later here on the morning show. And we do have a musical guest coming in this morning, and we look forward to hearing some live music on the air, one of our favorite times. That will be Deanya Marie coming into the studio next hour here on WRCO.
To work her that summer, a teenage kid so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, hell bent to make it on her own. We were 1,000 miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see, both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening, hot cup of coffee and a smile, in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter, there was a softness in her eyes, and on the air there was a hunger even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion, nothing between us but the night. And when I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's all right." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer in the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. She got a to ride the heat of passion like a comet.
say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing young girls' hearts, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Toby Keith and the breakthrough song for him, Should Have Been a Cowboy. Earlier this week, we talked about the Richland Center Kiwanis Club serving their pancake supper, and they will tonight from 5 until 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. The cost of the meal, a free will donation to support the Kiwanis Backpack Program. So that is going on tonight in the community from 5 until 7. And this afternoon, Bethel Horizons will bring its live animal program to the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center starting at 1 o'clock. Children and adults can get acquainted with a variety of living creatures, including crayfish, frogs, a hedgehog, lizard, salamander, and more. Sounds like fun going on today at the Brewer Public Library. And this coming weekend, a ribbon cutting and birthday shindig will be held in honor of Bobby G. Rice's 80th birthday. The ribbon cutting will be for Hometown of Country Singer-Songwriting Legend sign in Boscobel. You're also invited to a breakfast with Bobby and Alice at the Unique Cafe from 9 until 11 Saturday. The ribbon cutting located at the Sands Motel starting at 11:30. Bobby will perform a song or two on a flatbed hay wagon. At 1, check out the trailer at the Blaine Theater of the movie The Wooden Bowl that has Bobby's newest song, What Goes Through Your Mind, as the lead song. So that'll be a part of the Saturday festivities from 1:30 to 3:30. Bobby will perform an acoustic performance and meet and greet at the Blaine Gym. Any musicians and singers that would like to sing a song or two with Bobby are welcome. So bring your instrument. Cost is a goodwill offering. Organizers are trying to raise about $2,500 for the sign construction. And if you'd like to make a donation, there is a bank account set up at the Community First Bank in Boscobel. Just tell them it is for the Bobby G. Rice Sign Fund. but a really cool thing they're doing there, and recognizing the home of Bobby's birth, Boscobel, hometown of country singer, songwriting legend sign that is up and will officially be dedicated coming up on Saturday. So, sounds like a lot of fun. And Bobby will be in the studio with us. It looks like Monday he'll be coming in to chat with us. And so that'll be after the fact, but he'll be able to tell us about how it went and some of his memories from growing up in the area. We always, well, that's what we do best. We sit there and we'll reminisce a little bit. And he will also bring in his guitar, which is always a good time. We can make some live requests to him. Here's John Barry on The Morning Show.
Once upon a time, people fell in love and they stayed in love. It never crossed their mind not to see it through when they said I do. This modern world changes so fast. Hearts break apart like they're made out of glass. Getting hard to believe love that can last. I will if you will. Once in every life someone comes along like you've come along, and it would be so nice if this happiness could go on and on. But in this modern world,
First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results. Oh. On the second part of our morning show today, we have members of the Riverdale team here, Riverdale Schools. Jeff Campbell is in, Riverdale District Administrator Sarah Gruen, who's the new junior high and high school principal, and Sarah Pleckelman, who is the elementary principal as well, joining us here today. Jeff, good morning. Good to have you.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us, Phil. Really appreciate it.
It's kind of downtime for the rest of us, but for, I don't think, you know, in the district office and everything, I don't think anything is a downtime, is it?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's always hustle and bustle and time, and especially this year with some of the transitions that we've had with our administrative team, it's been a good hectic, but we're adjusting to each other, and we're getting off to a great start.
A different title for you. Did you move offices then?
Yeah, so be taking over the district administrator role as of this past July 1st, and was able to move over to district office. Was very fortunate to work with John over the last month to really make that transition smooth. And then also working with Sherry Haugen, too, as we move through the transition with our elementary principal. And it's been a smooth transition that way, and just kind of picking up. And my knowledge of the district has helped and the community, and that has made that transition much easier for the district and for everybody involved.
You had some retirements of some people that have served the district for a long time, didn't you?
We did, yeah. We had outgoing district administrator John Schmidt, moving on to outside the educational field, done a great job leading our district in the district for 20 plus years, and then in last five as the district administrator. Sherry Haugen, who's been a mainstay in the elementary and junior high area of the Riverdale School District for 30 years, an amazing individual that was a true mentor of mine for the last 10 years, and actually when I was a student too for a period of time. So she's been a good role. Jeff Johnson, a senior teacher that our Phi Ed teacher, close to 30 years again in the district, an individual that I was close with as a student too in much of my athletics and academic side of things. He retired. Kudos to him. And then Bobby Ann Goplin, she had worked in our library area, so she was also retirement this year that we will miss in the elementary library area.
It's like a lot of things. You're happy for them, but it's also selfish reasons. You also miss them a little bit, too.
It is. They've got, you know, it'll be big shoes to fill. Those people really dedicated themselves to the Riverdale District and really were mainstays here and enjoyed it and had kids come up through the district and really poured their heart and soul into the district. And that's what we really pride ourselves on with the small school setting is that. And those people were symbols of what we really strive for in the district.
You have a referendum coming up in August, and I know you'd like to talk about that today, Jeff.
Yeah, we do. So we're getting a lot of information that we've posted out through our website. We're going to be heading to referendum on Tuesday, August 13th will be the vote date for that. We'll be allowing the school district, members of our school district to vote on this operating referendum that we have. We're looking to exceed the revenue limit and kind of a common theme that we saw, I think, in the spring, there was something about 100 plus schools that went to referendum in some type of form. And we're kind of in that boat right now with the increasing cost with inflation. It's been very difficult to try to keep up the programming that we have with the funding that we've been receiving from the state. So we have that option coming up on the 13th, getting a lot of information out on our website right now. We have a referendum website that Mr. Schmidt had did some preview videos for. I'll get into some of the community meetings and things that we'll have coming out for that. But it's just an opportunity for us, hopefully, to I know it's not an easy time to do referendums, but it is a time that's needed to continue what we need to do for the Riverdale School District.
The district chose August, too. Was there a reason for that?
No, it seemed like at that time that was going to be the best option for us to run. It also gives us a couple other options later on if we need to look at rerunning. But August was something that we had looked to aim for, so we'll go with the August 13th date for our referendum.
I know the district is very frugal. You know, you've been mm-hmm. able to do well with what you've had. When was the last time you went to referendum?
We did have a referendum pass in 2021. That was part to add on to our building. It was both operational and adding on to facilities that we had there. We added on a junior high school wing or junior high wing at that time, which was needed because our 712 is in one building, and this allowed more learning space for our junior high students, which was something we've seen a great positive move in our building, just having them have their own area, an own learning environment. And we also added on an ag room and an ag addition that our ag program is one of the top in the state, and it's really helped excel that program. And it's been a beautiful spot. We have animals in there all the time. And part of that also was operating cost, and that will be coming off here in a couple years, which will be kind of added to this referendum. But at that time, it was no tax burden extra tax burden for our taxpayers. So it was a great opportunity to run and a great opportunity to add to our district in a time when we needed that for our students.
How much are you looking at borrowing then for the referendum?
Yeah, so we're looking at a couple different things. Right now we're kind of running in a budget deficit that we knew we would for these past 2 years, and also this school year. We'd be at a little bit of a budget deficit. We're looking at total amount right now. We're going to look at about 400 in the deficit this year, and then 24-25 will be about 600 in deficit. But we're anticipating that it'd be about up to about we're looking at about 800,000 in the future, and a little bit more that will be running in the deficit. So at this time right now, we're looking at running with this year. We're looking at 800,000 for the 25-26. It'd be 800,000 for 26-27, then a 1.185 for the remaining 3 years of it for the referendum that we're trying to go through in August. So it's a little bit added on. When I break down the numbers for it, we're looking at for taxpayers, it's going to look like there's going to be a little bit of an impact with that. With this referendum, we're looking at about 157 the first time for 25-26 of $100,000 worth of property. And then we drop down after that for the next 4 years of 115 per 100,000 per property value. So we're trying to level out that mill rate there those last 4 years. We really do it after that first year, that 25-26, we'll receive some categorical aid from the state based off our spending, and that will drop down the amount of the taxpayer burden that they will have for those next 4 years. So we're pleased with kind of what we've done so far as cost savings goes. We've done a number of measures, and that's what's brought us to this point now is we feel like now we can't really move on without this. We have to, some of the cost savings that we've done is we've actually reduced one of our classroom teachers that we had. We didn't hire back off of retirement, which did increase class numbers a little bit. We want to kind of avoid that in the future. If possible, we didn't redo two interventionist positions, early interventionists. We went with a part-time library media specialist, which will contract out. We no longer have that as a full-time position. We reduced some extracurricular opportunities. And one thing we did also is we went to full-day professional development days. And what that allows us to do is kind of have some cost savings for support staff, wages, but also transportation, food service. You save a little bit with that. And so we've gone away from the early release days to the full-day PD days for our staff. We've also, something that the district has done in the past is part-time paraprofessional positions has helped save an amount of money, and that's kind of been something in the last 10 to 12 years that the district has continued to do. One other thing is we're really utilizing a lot of grant funding, especially the safety grant, to make some upgrades with our fencing along our outdoor of our junior high school. So when we can utilize that stuff, that helps save maintenance budget amounts that we have in the future that will come up.
So. Do you share staff with any other districts or anything like that?
At this time, no. We have some things that we do, classes as far as virtual classes where we may teach and some people may Zoom into us, but not as much sharing staff with other districts at this time, no.
You mentioned some meetings coming up, Jeff. Are there any in the near future?
Yeah. We actually, this is kind of a good time to be on here because we do have a couple meetings coming up. We're going to do three different meetings, one in each community. So next Wednesday, July 17th at 7 o'clock, I'll do a presentation in the junior high school gymnasium right at the high school. And that will be for any residents of the district. That's more of the Muscadet-centered meeting. And then I'm going to do one the next night, Thursday night at 7 in the Blue River Community Center, located in Blue River. And then the last one will be Monday, July 22nd at 7 o'clock in the Avoca Village Hall. But I welcome all residents of the district to come to any of those three meetings. And one thing that I will be doing as superintendent too is I will be getting out to the municipality meetings also throughout this first year just to really introduce myself. We have a number of municipalities out there, close to 17 within our district. So I'm going to try to hit as many as I can that my schedule allows, at least throughout the first year, so that people get to know me, get to recognize me, and then continue on. But these referendum meetings will be strictly based off the referendum informational meetings and allow our community to kind of ask those questions that they want to ask. And then we'll update our website with questions that come up from those meetings so that we're transparent with any questions out there that people, you know, that we can get answers to.
You'll welcome community input too at that time.
Yeah, we really do. And I think that's the biggest thing. We want to be transparent with it. This is, you know, going to be their choice and their decision. And we just want to be out there with the information that we need. And I can get into even more detail about different things that what passing this really allows us to be able to do in our district.
Always some good things going on at Riverdale. We've enjoyed that co-op with you over the years to promote the good things, and I know you're looking toward the future, and you've got two women in the studio that are really going to take that to the next level, aren't they?
Yeah. We have two outstanding people that will be leading us in our buildings now. Sarah Gruen, a junior high school principal, and Sarah Pleckelman, which will be transitioning from the high school over to the elementary principal position. So we're really excited about the stuff that they're going to bring to our district and moving our district forward. As I mentioned earlier, you know, big shoes to fill with Sherry Haugen out of the elementary, but we're very confident, and Sherry's been great about helping out and transitioning that for us moving forward.
Two Sarahs, so I'm not going to get them their first name.
Yeah, I don't know what I did there, but it's going to be tough for me.
Sarah Gruen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. We would cross paths when you were at Royal as an athletic director.
That's correct. I was an athletic director at Royal for 10 years, yes.
And did you know a lot about Riverdale?
Not a whole lot. My kids have definitely played sports here at Riverdale, so that's what interested me.
Tell us about your family.
I'm married to Mark Gruen, and he's the superintendent at Johnson Creek right now. We have five kids. Darren's our oldest, and then I've got three in college, Emma, Bryce, and Mara. Emma's going to be a senior at UW-Eau Claire. Bryce is a junior at UW-La Crosse, and Mara's going to be a freshman at UW-Eau Claire. And then our baby is a junior in high school, so...
Okay. Boy, you've got a nice family.
Yeah, nice. They've kept me busy.
Well, tell us about the position, what you're looking forward to this school year.
Well, so I've been in education for this is going to be my 25th year. I started my career at La Crosse Logan Middle School as a middle school teacher there. And then I've been at Royal for many years as a math teacher and the athletic director for 10 years, like I mentioned. So this actually is my first year as an administrator, and I'm just really looking forward to the challenge. As my kids have graduated and moved out of the house, I feel like I've got some freedom, and I can't wait to be a part of this great team. So
I'm guessing you're going to miss the classroom.
Absolutely. It was my biggest holdup, actually, in applying out. When I said goodbye to my last group there at Royal, lots of tears. I love my students, so it's hard to leave.
But that having been said, you certainly know what's going on, you know, in the classroom. I think that better prepares you in your position, doesn't it?
Well, I'm hoping it does. I've dealt with middle school kids for 24 years, so and I love them. So I think that it'll help me in this position, yes.
Starting in La Crosse, and then you mentioned Royal, Elroy area, similar size to Riverdale. Do you like the smaller schools in those settings?
Absolutely. I'm a small-town girl, that's for sure. I grew up in a small town as well. So, the small-town environment is where I belong. It's where my passion is. So, yes.
What do you see as challenges in the new position?
I don't even know what I don't know quite yet. I'm just learning. I think a big challenge is filling Jeff's shoes over there. I just started the job on July 1st, and I've learned real quick that he was a phenomenal principal, and I have some pretty big shoes to fill. So, but I'm also really lucky and blessed that he's here still at Riverdale as a resource for me. So, he's been super helpful, and I'm just learning as I go right now.
I think, too, sometimes as an outsider, I will say, you know, you come in, you know, you're going to be meeting people, you know, you have no preconceived anything. It's kind of a fresh start, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of love that, actually. I'm meeting new people, getting to know what worked and what some people didn't like. And, so I definitely am learning lots of ways that Riverdale works. So
indeed. So that'll be it. Yeah, you've only been on the job for a little while, so I'm asking you questions I know I think that are a little tough to answer, but you look forward to that first day of school.
I'm excited for it, actually. Super excited. Yeah.
Indeed. And a unique setting at Riverdale too, with the elementary and middle school, everything kind of on the same campus there too.
Yeah, all with walking distance. I've walked a lot, actually, learning the layout of the buildings and getting to the district office. It's a nice little short walk. Yeah.
Indeed. Well, we look forward to working with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sarah Pluckelman is here as well. We see Sarah quite a bit in the booth at Riverdale as the voice.
I don't know if I'd say that, the Riverdale voice of Sports. Riverdale, but if you're walking by in the fall or in the spring, you'll probably hear me in the booth. I'll announce football games in the fall and as many baseball games as we can get to in the spring. So it's always fun when Phil's in the booth with us.
And you could have announced in Spanish, too, if you wanted to.
Yes,
right?
of course. A couple of Cinco de Mayos we have.
So you've been Spanish teacher in the Riverdale district for some time.
Yes, yep. I was a Spanish teacher in the district for 11 years. Prior to that, I spent 2 years in Athens, Wisconsin, not Greece. Everyone always wonders if it's abroad. Unfortunately, no. And then 6 years before that in the Portage School District.
Okay, so you're moving buildings this year.
Moving buildings, yes. Yep, and I'm excited to work with the elementary teachers. I had, for a few years, coordinated summer school, so I did get some experience in working with the teachers there. And, I mean, just like at the junior high school building, we have phenomenal staff.
You'll be working with a little bit different age group, won't you?
That's true, yes. But my own kids are going into second and third grade, so I'll have experience with kids at that grade level and some of the developmental challenges, but also joys that they bring.
Uh-huh. And I'm guessing that Sherry Haugen is a good person reference. You probably had a chance to chat with her a little bit, didn't you?
Yes. I actually got to job shadow with her in May and kind of follow her around for a day and see what she does. She was phenomenal her last month, kind of finishing things up in June, but was helping me, you know, with the scheduling and class lists. And she said she can be number one on my speed dial so I can call anytime.
Well, that's nice of her. So I'm sure you'll miss the classroom as well.
I absolutely will. And in addition to teaching Spanish, a couple years I had taught math in the district. And the past couple years, I also got to teach a class in partnership with UW-Platteville for future educators. So it was their introduction to education class. And I'll miss that, being able to kind of influence future teachers and some of my future coworkers, potentially. But, you know, again, you know, as like what Sarah said, the experience in the classroom will help us when we get to go and observe in other classes. And anytime I miss it, I think I can sit in story time in kindergarten. So.
Mm-hmm. I was there when the Riverdale Community Foundation awarded some money. And I hear about some of the things that are going on in these classrooms, and I'm like, I want to go back to school. Maybe this time I'll do better.
Yeah. We'd hope so. Although Hank does a pretty good job schooling you, I think, on Tuesday mornings with his quizzes. So.
He does. But there are some phenomenal things going on behind the scenes, aren't there?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and again, it's all because of our phenomenal staff. Each one is interested in the growth of their students, academically, but socially, right, and emotionally as well. And so all of the projects that they're requesting the foundation money for is to improve their classroom environment and improve that learning experience for kids. You know, I remember growing up that I just had such a love of learning. You know, in elementary, what I'm most excited about is that the kids still love school and are excited to get there. So we just want to foster that excitement and love of learning as long as we can.
And keep them interested in school and things. You know, and we're kind of over the hump, hopefully, from the COVID years, kind of seeing that transition and things go a little bit better in the classroom.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And I would say, you know, attendance had been kind of an issue, and I think we're seeing an increase in that, you know, in kids, and we're seeing an increase in the value of education, I think, in our community as a whole.
One of your finest, Michael Hernan. I know you had a chance to mentor him, but he's been great for us.
And I'm always excited to hear him on the radio.
Yeah, it does a good job. Yeah, you can pat yourself on the back maybe a little bit. We'll wrap up our conversation with the Riverdale staff coming up here in a moment on today's morning show. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
We're talking about Riverdale schools and some great things coming up here on the new year. I can't believe we're saying 24-25 school year, Jeff.
Yeah, we're there. And it's coming quickly. We had a little bit of extra, I would say, long summer this year because we started earlier, and then we'll start in September this coming school year. So it's been a couple extra weeks, I think about two weeks more than what we normally have in the summer. But yeah, you'll need that time. We'll need that time to get ready.
Once you get past the 4th of July, it's downhill, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Now it's time to get going and really have transitioned into getting our in-service stuff ready and planning that with our admin team moving forward.
Do you have summer school going on?
We do, yeah. Our second session will start up next Monday. We'll run that for 3 weeks, have an Olympic theme. It's kind of our jump start for our summer school, our elementary kids. So that's always a popular time. It also allows some of our younger kids to get into school for the first time and kind of see what they're going to be having come up in their 4K curriculum. And I think it just kind of starts to put families in that mode of getting ready to go.
And fall sports will start before too long.
Yeah, we'll have our fall sports starting with our football first week in August. They get started early and with practice, and then volleyball and cross country will follow. So we're anxious for those seasons. They're doing a ton of workouts every morning. We have a large group of students every morning with our athletes at 8 and 10 a.m., or 6 and 8 a.m., I should say, working out every morning, led by our football coach, Lucas Phelps, and our volleyball coach, Jesse Kinney.
You have a nice weight room there.
We do, yeah. We have a great facility for this, and the kids have been really buying into the programs that we have now and the weight training programs and the off-season conditioning, and it's starting to show in our results and continue to get more and more kids in there, and it's just a great program that they've been running every morning, and numbers continue to increase, so that's a good thing.
Very good. Yeah. I always admire, because Riverdale is one of those districts where you see these 3 and 4 sport athletes sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We really pride ourselves on that. We encourage it with our kids. It's very difficult to do in this day and age, but we do definitely encourage it and try to get the kids. They're pulled so many different directions, but there's just a pride in participating in those athletics and those being part of those teams throughout the year.
You're superintendent now. Are you still going to be involved in coaching a little bit, Jeff?
I did step down as the head wrestling coach, so I'm hoping to still volunteer in a capacity when I'm able to. But this was a move that I needed to make just because I need to focus my whole attention on the district as a whole, and this gives me the opportunity to do that. And we have Marcus Ingles that'll be taking over that program, and he'll do a fine job as an alumni there and a former coach. So he'll do a great job and has a nice staff there. But yeah, this was just a decision I need to make with coming up with this position, that more time dedicated to the district.
I'm sure you'll miss it when November rolls around and practice starts, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's been in my blood for a long time. You know, it was hard to step away, but it's in the right move for, I think, everybody, my family and the district. And we've got some good things going with our people that are in those places.
Indeed. A question for you. What makes Riverdale Riverdale? I mean, you're a former student, you know, alumni, and now a
teacher.
Yeah,
it's the family atmosphere, and it's the community involvement. Our community has just been exceptional with our school district. If there's things that we need, we reach out to community businesses, members. People are always looking for ways to volunteer to our district and help us out. But it's that family atmosphere that everybody takes a little bit of ownership within the district. And when we talk to the staff, that's one thing that keeps our staff around. They are very they're very hardworking staff and dedicated staff, but we hear a lot from them. They just enjoy that team atmosphere, that family atmosphere where everybody's putting their best foot forward for the kids. And sometimes I think we get in situations where we feel like, you know, staff's like, oh, they really take on these kids almost as their own, and they just pour so much into them that sometimes it's like, you know, is it worth it? And at the end of the day, they turn around, they say, yeah, it is, because they see them develop and move into our community or outside our community. We had an alumni day last year, and that we did for the first time, and we'll talk about that, hopefully get on here before that happens again. That was just an outpouring of people that came back and talked about their careers and what Riverdale meant to them. So yeah, just that family and that dedication to each other and willing to have each other's back that makes Riverdale such a special place.